From small-town dreamer to global icon.
She's America's sweetheart.
Thank you so much.
Why does Taylor Swift inspire such devotion and criticism?
She's created a community on a scale never been done before.
Taylor on Channel 4. Stream now.
Abercrombie's Essentials collection is exactly what it sounds like. Essential for a reason. If you haven't already given their viral Essential Popover hoodie a try, then you don't know what you're missing. Super soft fabric, that perfect oversized fit, and it comes in tons of colors and patterns that are always on trend. Shop the A&F Essentials collection in the app, online, and in stores.
What?
Damn. What is that? Oh, why I gotta be all that though?
Came up with that title.
Good night,
that's all Nick. That's all Nick, bro. That's all Nick.
That's crazy.
I mean, you like there were so many puns, Nick. Like, yo, can he bear witness? Like, you know what I mean? Like, are we bearing with? Like, there was nothing there. Like, really? Bastard, damn.
Hey, before you got there, it was that's why he took
Battle the of the Bastards. Off. Like, where's that's the pun? Crazy. Like, you just cussing the niggas out, like,
right? Yeah, he must be really mad at Jaden Daniels for losing to Caleb.
Jesus.
But anyway, the Chicago Bears defeated the Washington Commanders in a close game on Monday night, 25-24. Who deserves more credit for the Bears' 3-game winning streak, Ben Johnson or Caleb Williams? And is Jaden Daniels experiencing a sophomore slump?
Ben Johnson and DeAndre Swift are the main catalyst for why this team is doing what they're doing. And the Bears O-line has gotten a world difference of better than last season, in my opinion. Caleb is playing all right. He's a couple ducks here and there. He's such a hard player to evaluate right now for me. Like, he's making throws when he needs to make them. But there's so many early throws and just little quips in the middle of drives where I'm like, that could have been picked. That was a bad decision. Could have just threw that away, blah, 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 right? But really, Ben Johnson's putting together a game plan that is either accentuating what he does best, and DeAndre Swift is running the rock really, really well. To answer the other question, this is why I was very, very, very cautious with everyone like FIFO was saying, oh, he's top five off of one season. off a blanket principle for any quarterback. If you're a rookie, I'm never giving you top five. You can go win the Super Bowl. I'm not putting you top five in your rookie season and going into your sophomore year. I just can't, because there's too much that can happen in the next season once they get the tape on you, once the defense coordinators see your tendencies, see what's going on. And not that Jaden is playing awful, but there's a noticeable difference in he's not catching people by surprise. And I think we can all see that in the film. That early pick and the fumble, Washington always has fumble issues, even last year with Jaden. Like, they fumbled like 3 times in the Eagles NFC Championship game, and they fumbled multiple times throughout the season. And I just feel like they need to right the ship here, because they're teetering into waters where it feels like they kind of got Jaden's number a little bit. But I believe in him as a cerebral quarterback, and I believe in him as a thinker and as an IQ. So I think he's going to be able to figure it out. But right now, he definitely is teetering. And we got Nick with no do-rag, so I'm very excited to see what his thoughts were on this shit, because why did you name this segment this title?
Listen. First of all, I'm coming back from a work event. It was a reception, so you already know I'm sauced up. Second of all, I titled this because this is the story of the media. Like, people who have been invested heavily in Caleb Williams' career, i.e., FIFO, who is, you know, as we know, surprisingly isn't here because he's been sending hella Caleb Williams stats to us throughout the last couple weeks. But people, this is the battle, 1 and 2. Everybody always judged the first and second overall pick together.
Why they gotta be bastards though?
Oh, because they have bastards because of the franchises. The franchises are bastard franchises. Like, the Bears ain't shit. Commanders haven't been shit since what, Joe Gibbs? that era, which none of millennial niggas know what the hell they talk about when they say that. But
Bears, go ahead and take the name the NFC away championship. From
I'm saying no young niggas know that Joe Gibbs era. They know the Jaden Daniels, what they've seen. As a Washington Commanders fan, if you grew up in DC and you were support the Redskins, now Commanders, this is the best era that you've been in. But with the Bears, bro, they haven't had a 4,000-yard passer. Now Caleb is projected to be that for the first time in their franchise career, which is nuts to say. But for me, watching this game, if I'm giving my synopsis, Caleb does not look that much different than he did his rookie year. However, I will say the run game and the defense still looks good, which is why I think they won this game. I think that the Commanders also lost this game because the fumble, they had three turnovers. Sheldon, you already know, if you lose the turnover battle, you're more than likely going to lose this game. However, within that, they barely lost this game. Like, that's more surprising on the Bears standpoint than the Commanders. But Jaden Daniels threw a pick and he had a fumble. That's inexcusable. They should have won that game, especially in the fourth quarter. That last fumble was like,
oh, that was.
I expect Jaden Daniels moving forward, whenever it's inclement weather, he's wearing gloves. There's no reason for you at third and one in the red zone to fumble the ball. Or I believe they were close to the red zone. If not, they were in it. But if I'm looking at the eye test, Jaden Daniels looks way better than Caleb Williams.
He does not. He's regressing.
First of all, this is my opinion. Second of all, I don't know how you say he's regressing when he had three touchdowns, one interception, and Caleb Williams on his best day, which was last night, he had, I think, 250 maybe, and one touchdown. Like,
so. I know when I turned on the game and you and FIFA were going back, I thought Jaden Daniels, the way you were talking, I thought he was balling. I looked in
I didn't say nothing about Jaden. I just said Caleb. Because this whole year,
I understand. I thought Caleb was playing awful. I didn't know they were playing damn near equal to each other when I turned it on.
No, Caleb didn't play awful at all. I'm not trying to say that. He didn't play great, though. Lou, you always talk about the eye test, somebody here always talks about the eye test. The eye test showed me that Caleb is, to me, is a black Jared Goff, meaning he needs a scheme, he needs a run game.
You're missing it, bro.
Listen, this is my opinion because y'all was the one. I'm saying y'all, I'm not saying the individuals as a collective. Y'all was high on Caleb, and I told y'all, I need to see more. I don't think he's that generational. From what I've seen, he threw damn near a red zone pick just like Jaden Daniels did. Obviously, because they're DBs, they can't catch. So that's why they're DBs. And on top of that, bro, they were up 13 points, and then they lost the lead. And again, if that fumble doesn't happen, which, again, I was drinking, so ifs, you know what I'm saying?
Sounds like football to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just saying though, that fumble in the fourth quarter by Jaden Daniels, which was a mistake on him, and that's why they lost the game. They don't get that fumble, but it's a different game. Just the same way I was talking about last week with the Rams and the 49ers, that Kerryon Williams fumble at the goal line. It's like, bro, you could do anything else but fumble and you win the game.
So to answer both of the questions, one, is it Ben Johnson or Caleb Williams? I'm giving more credit to Ben Johnson for this current three-game winning streak that the Bears are on. Caleb Williams has looked okay. I do agree with Nick there, but what Ben Johnson has realized is I need to dumb it down a lot in order for this kid to start to understand it and get it.
Yes.
And Caleb, to Caleb's credit, he's doing that. And to Q's point, there are points throughout the drives when you look at their games, you're like, bro, what is he doing? He scrambles too far outside the pocket. He hold the ball too long. He looking and staring down receivers. So Caleb ain't gotten to the point as to where I think that he's going to be that dude yet. But he has been listening to Ben Johnson, you could tell, and like bought into me dumbing down the offense. We're going to get a ball to Swift. Our line is going to block because we paid a lot of money for this line in the offseason, and you don't go out here and try to do too much and make us lose football games. That I credit to Ben Johnson, not Caleb Williams. When we're talking about Jaden Daniels, though, I do think that he looked good. I disagree with you, Ken. Like, I don't look forward to facing him next week with the defense that we have. They could put up 60. But I also can tell that that injury to his knee is hampering him. He's not as the biggest difference from him last year to this year. I wouldn't even call it a slump. It's just that he's worried about his knee. I can tell when he's scrambling. I can tell when he's rolling out. I can tell when he get hit in the pocket. He's worried about the knee that he got that brace on. And that's affecting his play, and that's taken away from the explosiveness that we seen last year where everybody was like, oh, Jaden Daniels is top five. I won't take away what he is if people giving him top five because I still think he's a really good quarterback, but he's so worried about that knee that he's thinking too much, and that's starting to affect his game. And that fumble was just a mistake.
Like, that fumble can't happen.
Yeah, it can't happen.
That can't happen. It's so I'm not going to excuse that. I don't give a fuck. That's football. It rains. So especially when you're dealing with Washington weather in an outdoor stadium. Right. My thing with the Daniels Caleb comparison is that the eye test should show you Jaden ain't. Caleb looks scared in some moments. He don't know what the fuck he doing. Jaden looks confident in most moments. Well, and even that interception, Shelton, that he threw, the first pick that he threw in the red zone, he obviously touched his chest. He was like, that's on me.
Yeah.
But if he led the receiver with that pass to Debo, that's a touchdown.
So you're giving him credit for a confident interception he threw.
What I'm saying is that no QB is perfect. Every QB is going to make a pick. They're going to throw picks and all that stuff. What I'm saying is that the confidence that I'm talking about is in the game and how you see he manages the game versus Caleb. Again, FIFA was talking about, like, bro, he's a scrant. Like, he moves around in the pocket. He does this. He does that. I'm like, bro, it don't work, though. Mm-hmm. Like, he can move, but what is he doing in those movements? Is it productive? He was taking some ugly sacks. Sheldon, I know you've seen some of them. Yeah. It's like, bro, what the fuck is you doing? Throw the ball away. Same shit that I yell at Joe Burrow about.
Yeah.
It's like, bro, like, throw the ball away. There's clearly nothing there, and the defender's right there with you. Jaden, no matter what, again, outside of the fumble and the pick, he was getting positive yards when the pocket collapsed because Marcus Sweat was on his ass.
He was
a lot of that game. And even then when he came in, he was like, I'm gonna get at least 2 yards on this play. That should have been a three, 4 yard loss. So in my mind, the eye test shows that Jaden Daniels is still the better quarterback. However, give shout out to the Bears because their defense stepped up and they won the game close. Just like they lost the game close last year. Yeah. But if you're asking me about how I'm grading Caleb Williams, I still need to see more because, granted, they're on a 3-game win streak, but two of those losses was the bump. I mean, two of those wins against the bump.
How are you grading Ben Johnson now? Because you was ready to fire him.
Ben Johnson, I think he's realized – grading Ben Johnson is right now I'm a little bit more positive because he's realizing that this is the best – DeAndre Swift game that I've seen probably since he's been a Bear.
Absolutely.
I may be wrong, but they were running the ball very well, and I think that helps. Again, a lot of stuff for me when it comes to grading Caleb, grading Ben Johnson is how are you developing this QB who clearly didn't get the development in his rookie year? That run game and that defense is going to help him a lot because he can't do shit really when you ask him to do a lot. I'm noticing that pattern. I'm not saying that's him as a person, or as a QB, but when I see him trying to do a lot, he don't do shit. So DeAndre should save them this game, basically is what I'm trying to say.
Here's my take on it. I think that for the answer to the question, I think that more of this is on Ben Johnson because what we have in Caleb is a truly talented quarterback. I don't care what nobody say. Caleb is definitely talented. Where he messes up is between the ears. He has lapses. Yeah. He has lapses in his play, and there's times in the game where, like, what the fuck is he doing? But he's made two or three nice plays out of nowhere that you've seen him make plays that a lot of quarterbacks can't make. So with him, a lot of it is situational football. Well, actually, in this game, it came down to situational football for both quarterbacks. And because Caleb had, I texted y'all in it. He had one that was a third and one where they lost yardage because of him. They went for
it. No, it was, you talking about the high snap?
Yeah, the high snap wasn't necessarily on him, but the fourth and one is the one I'm talking about.
Okay,
yeah, where yeah, they went for it on fourth and one and decided to pass for some strange reason. And it was just, it wasn't a good throw. It wasn't a good play call at that. But for him, decision-making is everything. So I feel like he, once he gets his decision-making down, I think he'll be a lot better quarterback. These close games like this, two games back-to-back, 25-24, is going to help his development tremendously. His confidence is going to shoot through the roof. I don't think he's nervous in a sense, like he's scared. I think he's just trying to do too much and lose his mind out there. That's what it seems
like to me. I blame that on Ben Johnson, though.
But,
like,
well,
he's been playing like that since college.
He was playing like that before.
I'm saying, but at this point, but this ain't college no more, Lou. Like, that's what I'm saying.
Right,
like,
so it takes more than one year with the coach to get that out of him.
Again, yeah, that takes time. But he had, I'm grading Ben Johnson like how they grading Aaron Glenn and a lot of other these first-time head coaches where it's like, nigga, we are going off of what your reputation was as a coordinator going into a head coach.
Right, so
Aaron Glenn's biggest mistake is using that quarterback he got.
But Nick,
we're going to get to Aaron Glenn. Hold on, listen. We had a full off season. Ben Johnson was talked about as someone who was disciplined, buttoned up. Shelton, I'm not – listen, when it comes to disciplined, buttoned up coaches, the one thing I noticed is how many penalties do you get and how does your quarterback connect with the offensive line?
But that snap
that fucked up Caleb where it hit him in his chest and he calls him a sack. That's on Ben Johnson because you should be discipled on the road. Y'all had about 30 minutes to talk. Let me talk.
No, we didn't.
I ain't said no, Nick. Yo, you talk. You know,
I'm looking at the live time, kid. So I'm taking the 5 minutes off the 36 that I'm seeing. But what I'm saying is this: I am judging head coaches based off of the ones who say they discipline, Ken. That's why I'm not even calling all the head coaches. The ones who say they discipline, like Mike Vrabel, Aaron Glenn, all that shit, Ben Johnson. When you say you're a disciplined head coach or like you're a disciplined coordinator that's trying to bring that culture, I need to see that in the penalties. Because when your offensive line fuck up, when you do all that shit, that's on the head coach because you're supposed to prepare these niggas for the road game. And they didn't. Now again, I gave him credit because the run game was a lot better. DeAndre Swift won in the game, but when it comes to situational football, like the Shelton, you're talking about those make or break third downs, fourth downs. Why are you trusting Caleb? Who the hell is Caleb Williams to trust anybody to make those plays?
But see, Nick, that's why you got to give him the grace though, because in those situational football, even though they had some mistakes in there. My point that I was going to make is they made more plays than Washington did at home.
They did not.
So you got to get – yeah, they absolutely did. That's why they won the game, Nick. That's why they won the game.
Crazy, bro.
No,
Ken. You hate Ben Johnson and Caleb that much?
You just told me. Now let me tell you why you're wrong. Dislike. One, situation of football. They're driving about to score, Washington is. And you throw an interception in the red zone. That's your first mistake, but that's the first half. You
recover. He made up for it. That's what I'm saying. Like, he made up for it.
No, you can't recover for that, but you can't even say that because he came back. He made a mistake to begin the game. Then he made the most crucial mistake to end the game. He fumbled in the middle of the game, too, but he luckily recovered that one. But he had a few plays in there, like you said, where he held the ball too long.
And that's what
he
and
made
that's
way
why,
more mistakes than Caleb did. So
I'm not letting Daniels off the leash with that. I said they lost the game because of Jaden Daniels. Washington would have won the game if Jaden Daniels did not make that interception or that fumble. I want that to be on the record. Washington lost the game. But I'm not saying the Bears won this game. I'm not denying the fact that they won the game, but what I'm saying is that the Bears didn't convincingly win this game with saying like, oh, they were the better team. I'm looking at Washington as if Jaden Daniels has gloves. We ain't talking about
Washington. Nick, I'm gonna give you an example. Washington did not beat Chicago last year convincingly. They won home on Hail Mary.
On a Hail Mary.
But they ended up. But they ended up in the NFC Championship game. You don't have to. You just got to win. You ain't got to win. You got to be
the first. You're absolutely right, Sheldon. However, both of them were rookies at the time, so we had no idea what they could be.
It doesn't matter. The point is the point. But the point is the point, though.
No, he can't sound crazy. Here's
the thing. He does sound crazy. We need to move on because he clearly came in with a lot of hate and dislike or whatever in his heart.
All I'm saying is, bro, we don't know when it comes to rookies, we don't know who the fuck you about to be. We just
I'm
have
talking about right now.
Right now, do you right have now, Caleb, do you have Caleb Williams as a better quarterback than Jaden Daniels?
Right now, Caleb Williams has a winning record.
I'm asking all of y'all. Let me ask all y'all.
I want to ask we speak on the game because I don't want to sit here and just fund your agenda. First of all, both of those quarterbacks look very samey. If it's the knee brace or whatever, fine. I'll go along with that because that is the thing. Yeah. So I'll give you that one because I don't know what kind of other bell Nick is shooting Jaden for that game last night. Because Shelton, he just said, if it wasn't for the two things he did to lose the game, you know, they might have been all right last night. This is literally what he said. I'm just like, what are we doing here? You got to give Caleb and Ben Johnson credit. I got to give Ben Johnson credit because Nick, you were ready to write him off the same way you were ready to write off.
I wasn't ready to write him off.
You did a whole thing about Ben Johnson. Did a whole thing about Mike Vrabel and his season early. So, but what I want to say is it was a good game. It was a competitive game. Is Caleb all the way there yet? No, he's not. There are still some things I do agree with you guys where he does make silly mistakes or indecisions or bad throws. When I was watching that game last night, he'll miss a guy that'll do a curl right that's right in front of him, and he'll throw it behind him, or he'll throw it in a way he wouldn't catch it. All I'm thinking about is, man, when he gets that down, and when he gets the timer down, and when he gets the offense down, and when he understands what Ben Johnson is doing, and Ben Johnson, if we go along with what you guys are saying, is dumbing things down for him to understand the game and then add layers on top. When he gets to a point where he's no longer a second year, he could do more advanced stuff. Hey man, they might be something, but I see a guy that's getting better, that's learning with each game, that's with the coach, that's starting to have confidence in him, that called him out. You know, we did that, and he took being called out. When I look at the two players, Jaden Daniels and Caleb Williams, when I looked at their stats from their rookie year to this year, they're damn near identical. It's not that much of a difference. The only difference that we have is just wins and losses. And if we want to point to that, we can look at coaching. We can look at Eberflus and see how he's done. Situationally, he was horrible. Situationally, this year, Ben Johnson has been better.
They're
3-2, and if Eberflus was
Eberflus,
they would have lost that game with Ember Eberflus last night.
I'm not saying Matt Eberflus is Ben Johnson. I'm not saying that Jaden Daniels did not have a bad game for his standards. What I'm saying is the eye test shows you one quarterback threw three touchdowns and one had one touchdown, if that.
Which stat would Jaden Daniels prefer to have after that game?
He would rather have the win than the loss.
All right, there's nothing else to even talk about.
He'd rather have the win than the loss.
None of the other stuff matters.
Three touchdowns and two turnovers.
I just want to establish we're talking about winning is the only thing that matters. All right, cool.
No. I'm not always with that. Okay. I'm always when we're talking all when right. it only Go matters ahead, when it only matters when we talking about the playoffs. Right, let's, when we talking about the playoffs, when we talking about regular seasons, we talking about what quarterback looks better and what quarterback is better. There's no doubt in my mind Jaden Daniels is a better quarterback than Caleb Williams.
It's close. Okay.
The question I want to have, and we'll move on because we spent a lot of time talking about this. What did Caleb Williams do to people?
People just don't like the nails, bro.
I was about to say, yeah. Hey, kid, I was ready to come, I was ready to come on here and say, you know what? If they lost it's that the game with his nails the way he was looking when he was frustrated on the sideline. I legit,
the nails, he got it. He got a. I tell you the difference in
it. It's the Gen Z attitude.
Like, well, I'll tell you, and I was going to say, I'll tell you the difference in the two quarterbacks. If you look at Jaden Daniels, he's really laid back. He just seemed like he'd been here before.
He's California. Same,
he seemed real relaxed and real natural. With Caleb, he seems like a little made up, like it ain't really authentic, so to speak. And it's kind of like,
people think he's soft. You know, like, you know we scared to say people think he's soft. That's it. That people think he's a little soft.
What this is Caleb is the NFL Carl Anthony Towns.
Mm-hmm. That's a very good comparison.
Okay.
Very good.
Like, Carlton Towns, super fucking talented. Super talented.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, in all reality, one of the more talented big men we've ever seen. But it's just like, there's something that people don't resonate with, whether it's like, there's not enough bass in the voice. People
don't seem authentic.
People don't see enough masculinity there. It is.
And on top of that, he has no moments. Name me. I'm not talking about Caleb because his career is still early. But like, name me the Carl Anthony Town moment where he was like, that's when he showed us.
He had 50 in a playoff game. Like,
oh, I'm gonna say, because you talking about Caleb. You talking about Caleb? He had 300 yards and 4 touchdowns on the Cowboys.
Like, here's what I'm saying.
I was just curious. It's I've noticed that. It's just like, relative. I really hate this dude, bro.
It's relative.
They think he overrated. I just think he's properly rated.
I don't think there's anything he can do, Nick, where you would give him credit.
No, I would.
He'll win a Super Bowl, nigga. Still be.
No. I am not a hater off cuff. What I do is like I always try to grade people how we grade everybody else. I'm grading Ben Johnson, Mike Vrabel on the same line as motherfuckers grade Aaron Glenn. All right. It's wins and losses. And for Ben Johnson,
we're talking about the wrong person then.
Ben Johnson has won three straight games. Vrabel is leading his division. Meanwhile, the other coach is talking about he won a game.
Can I finish my point, Lou, before you say all your goofy shit? I was saying was that when it comes to Ben Johnson, the whole point of him coming in is like he's way better than Matt Eberflus. He's going to clean his shit up. I need him to win more games than Matt Eberflus, just like I need Mike Vrabel to win more games than Jerod Mayo. Once they do that, then I'm like, okay, y'all have credence to what y'all was saying before. But until then, the first year, like if Aaron Glenn is getting graded off his first year, all the rest of these motherfuckers got to do the same thing to me.
Go ahead, Shelton.
I was gonna say they ain't had a chance to win as many games yet, but he's going to. You want to look at the direction of the team, and it's not an overnight thing. If it was that simple, a head coach is not gonna change the culture in one day.
But at the
same time, you need to see movement in the needle. That just like a job. If you hire a new manager for a store, you want to see change in that culture. You don't necessarily gonna see it in the scorebooks that first year, but you want to see the needle move. When I come in, I want to see employees hustling. It's got to be different.
But Sheldon, let me ask you this, though. What do the Bears and the Patriots have that the Jets don't have?
They have good leadership right now.
Who picked the Jets quarterback? Who told Aaron Rodgers that he wasn't good enough to be their quarterback, then went out and put then went out and said, okay, Justin Fields can be our quarterback. That was the Aaron Glenn decision.
Can I ask you the one question?
That's on you.
Owen six, gotta be seven.
Last year, Aaron Rodgers, was you want to bring him back?
I'd take any quarterback in the league over Justin Fields.
That's because you got it.
A couple of.
All right, let's move on. So far, both of these guys are doing all right. It's a long season. The one guy that we haven't talked about is the one that hasn't won a game out of the other three new coaches. But we talking about two coaches that have won games. But Aaron Glenn place. Just making memes.
Some days it's the workout. Other days it's just getting through your to-do list. Celsius has your back. Zero sugar energy drink that tastes amazing and keeps you powered for whatever's next. Grab an ice cold Celsius today at a retailer near you.
Owen built this business from scratch. Now it's all in the cloud. His ideas, his data, his future, which is fine. Until someone clicks on a link they shouldn't. BT Complete Cloud Secure protects your business online. It filters harmful sites and blocks malware from just £3.30 per user per month, keeping Owen's business data, well, Owen's. Cybersecurity is everyone's business. Search BT Business Cybersecurity. T's and C's apply. Prices exclude VAT at 20%. 12-month minimum term applies.